This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. I'm Emily Fox, and this is our segment, Living Singles. I'm joined today by KEXP's digital content manager, Dusty Henry, who is here to share three songs he's been listening to lately. Hi, Dusty.
Hey, Emily. How's it going?
Good. So one of the songs you've been listening to lately is a cover of a song of a famous Japanese artist. Tell me about the song Thousand Knives.
Thousand Knives is the title track from Ryuichi Sakamoto's debut solo album. Ryuichi was a part of the group Yellow Magic Orchestra, who were an incredibly influential group. This is a huge group, especially in Japan, but they've come to be, you know, world renowned. The first band to use the 808, I believe, the drum machine. So hugely influential. His first solo record was a big artistic leap for him, especially diving more into electronic music and sounds. And Thousand Knives on his record is a 10-minute opening song, all instrumental. And this tribute album just came out recently to celebrate his birthday, I believe his 70th birthday. And a part of that is artists, you know, reworking his songs. And the song that I picked is a reworking of Thousand Knives by Thundercat. You probably know from working with his great solo work. He's an incredible bass player, songwriter, works a lot with Flying Lotus, does a lot of stuff with Adult Swim, Kamasi Washington. He's just a wunderkind sort of thing. To be A Thousand Knives, the original song, is almost kind of like sacred. Like, it's such an incredible track that goes to so many different places. It's so experimental. And the way Thundercat reworks it, he turns it into, I mean, for one, he writes lyrics to it and has a new melody on top of it. And, you know, brings in, of course, his trademark bass sound with all sorts of great riffs and walking bass lines. It's a pretty, like, unimaginable feat to me to be able to reinvent that song in a way that feels original. Like, it feels like a Thundercat song while retaining that original core of Ryuichi's.
Well, let's first listen to the Ryuichi Sakamoto's version of Thousand Knives, and then we'll listen to what's called the Thundercat remodel.
Yeah.
So first, let's listen to the original for a little bit. When was this first song released, by the way?
It was released in 1978.
Oh, wow. So, like, this is, like, pretty early on, like, electronic music then.
Yeah, very, like, definitely, like, a pioneering sound, for sure.
All right, so now let's listen to Thundercat's cover of this track. But I think you're totally right. I think it really still captures, like, the essence of Thousand Knives, like the original version, but, like, yeah, with this total added groove from Thundercat. So what's the next song you want to chat about today?
Yeah, this next song is a song by the rapper Mike featuring Sister Nancy.
So tell me about this track.
A little bit of background on both these artists. So Mike is a 24-year-old rapper from New York. He's already put out 9 albums, which, you know, makes me feel like I'm not keeping up with 24-year-olds putting out 9 albums already. You know, he's garnered a lot of underground acclaim already. Like, his style is very sort of stream of conscious lyricism, not a lot of hooks, a lot of just like lots of lyrics just flowing out, and he's sort of down tempo. He produces all of his stuff too, under the moniker DJ Black Power. Clouds, puddles around my feet, say disrupt the mirror, main wild, never giving peace.
since we huddled around the grave, trying to set an enemy free.
Yeah, he's just been kind of doing his own thing in his own lane in a time where things are a lot, you know, really hooky in a lot of like mainstream hip hop. It's probably more analogous to like an Earl Sweatshirt or something like that. But so he has a new album coming out later this month. So for this song, he teamed up with Sister Nancy, who's a Jamaican dancehall legend, a DJ, singer. She's probably most known for her song Bomb Bomb. It's a huge track. It's been, you know, sampled and interpolated by everyone from Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Stuff $1 million in a sock drawer. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off.
Lizzo and Lauryn Hill.
You just lost one. It's so silly.
Her career is influential, and that song is like especially has kind of a legacy of its own. And I don't know, I always love these collaborations where I would have never thought to put these two artists together. I would never thought they'd ever like ever cross paths or anything like that. But I love like cross-generational, you know, Sister Nancy's in her 60s now, and they work so well together. Like, it's an unexpected combination that just it works like magic. And to see a younger generation connecting with that spirit of a song that came out, you know, 40 years ago. A song came out 40 years ago this year. Yeah, I don't know. And it's just a great track all around.
Struggle when you pain mine. I know my team, I wear your number when it's game time.
I see we could probably money up awake.
So again, that was Mike, the song Stop Worry featuring Sister Nancy. So this last song that you're going to talk about, I am so excited about, and it's so much fun. Please tell me about Coco and Clear Clear.
Yes, I'm really psyched about this one too. Coco and Clear Clear are a duo from Atlanta. They met on Twitter and became BFFs. They've become sort of internet icons, I guess, as well. Partially wanted to pick this song because I feel like a lot of the music I write about or feature on the show is often like super serious, talking about getting like really heady topics. And Coco and Clear Clear is just fun to me. Like, it's just so over the top. Like, the music's very lo-fi, but they're always talking about like how glamorous their lives are, how much hotter they are than everyone. I showed it to my wife and she said, oh yeah, this is hot girl music. So I'm glad that I have some hot girl music in my rotation.
Well, let's play a little bit of the song. It's called Pop Star. Absolutely love this, and also seeing the music video, you know, they're just like,
yeah,
they're just kind of like these, I don't know, acting like divas, but you can tell that they're kind of like jokey about it. And I was, and it's just like, it's so fun and playful. And I was reading a review on Pitchfork that I feel like encapsulates them so well. The article wrote, quote, Coco and Clear Clear sound like someone gave a record deal to a band formed by cool girls in your seventh grade class. And they go on to say they're weird, bitchy, and a little self-obsessed, but they're charming enough to pull it all off.
Yeah, that totally nails it.
There's also a line later in the song that I laughed out loud when they said it. It was, you're disrespectful, I don't care, I'm a handful. Dusty Henry, thank you so much for sharing these tracks with us today on Living Singles.
Yeah, thank you so much, Emily. Thanks for letting me share.
That was Sound and Vision. If you like what you heard, please take a moment to subscribe to, rate, and review the Sound and Vision podcast. It goes a long way in helping spread the word about the show. Also, Sound and Vision is a radio show. You can hear it Saturday mornings from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Pacific. You can stream it live at kexp.org or listen later on KEXP's archive or the Sound and Vision page on KEXP's website. Thanks so much for listening.